live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Ireland's European Commissioner says now could be an opportune moment to resolve tensions around the Northern Ireland Protocol. Concerns have been raised that the new traffic light system on the Pearse Road in Letterkenny is starting to impact businesses and the image of the town. Meanwhile, councillors in the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District have been told that the four-lane roadworks on the outskirts of Letterkenny between the Polestar and Dry Arch roundabouts will not now be fully complete until the end of March next year. However, they will close down for a number of weeks over Christmas to allow for traffic movement. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news that's coming up at around a quarter past five. But we begin with Ireland's European Commissioner saying this could be an opportune moment to resolve tensions around the Northern Ireland Protocol. Mairead McGuinness says she believes the EU and the UK are on the same page on a number of issues, particularly in terms of the attitude to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and sanctions on Russia. Since her appointment as UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss and her new cabinet have yet to discuss whether they will enter any meaningful negotiations on the protocol. And Mairead McGuinness says now may well be the time for that to happen, given all the changes taking place in the UK.
The United Kingdom are coming out of their period of mourning. We have a new Prime Minister. I think the British Prime Minister and ourselves as a European Commission, led by Ursula von der Leyen, we're on the same side. We're focusing on energy, on inflation. We're working together against Russia. We've put sanctions in place. We need to resolve the protocol issues. So I think now may be an opportune moment where, given all of this change and all of the challenges, we might find that space politically to solve the problems.
The four-lane roadworks on the outskirts of Letterkenny are not expected to be fully complete until the end of March next year. Donegal County Council says the major works on the main road in Letterkenny have been severely affected by global supply and inflation issues arising out of international events. The works between the Dry Arch and Polestar roundabouts have been significantly progressed, according to officials, with works on the road and footway elements up to 80% complete. However, they told a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this afternoon that associated elements are not expected to be complete until the end of March next year. Meanwhile, concerns have been raised that the new traffic light system on Pearse Road in Letterkenny is beginning to impact businesses and the town's image. Councillor Jerry McMonagle raised concerns, saying it seems the new traffic lights are hindering rather than helping the movement of traffic. He repeated his call for a public consultation to be held to gather the views of businesses, taxi and bus drivers. The council says the Letterkenny Transportation Plan is currently being progressed, and this does include a wider public consultation. However, Councillor McMonagle says it's becoming impossible to get around the town now, and if the traffic system isn't working, then it needs to be reviewed and corrected.
They seem to be hindering traffic as opposed to working with the flow of traffic, and it's causing backups and traffic congestion, not just the Pearse Road, but affects the whole of Letterkenny. What I've asked for there today is that they would come in and review the traffic light system again in conjunction with the other two sets of traffic lights which are on that road, and that we would hold a public consultation to talk to the regular road users in Letterkenny, the taxi drivers, the delivery drivers, and just the people who go about their business in Letterkenny, because I think it's imperative that we get the views of people who might have solutions to the current problems that we're experiencing, because I think if it's been allowed to continue, that eventually it will harm the businesses in Letterkenny, and that we have to protect against.
And it's not just the traffic then that you're concerned that this is going to have an impact on, it's the town in general, the businesses, the restaurants, anyone who needs to access the town, I suppose.
At this stage now, it's affecting everybody's everyday life, about how they get about the town, how do delivery people get their goods delivered to the shops, to the local businesses, how taxi drivers are spending probably more time in traffic congestions than they are actually delivering people to their destination. We need to just look at it. It's not working. It's clearly not working. And if it isn't right, then we need to fix it. So hopefully we're going to get the people back to review the traffic system, traffic light system, but more importantly, have the consultation day where we can listen to people's opinions and possible solutions to how we could rectify this current problem.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall there speaking to Emma Ryan. The Commission for Regulation of Utilities is encouraging vulnerable households to make themselves known to their energy providers. It extended the disconnection moratorium, meaning people who are struggling with their bills will not see their electricity cut from October until March of next year. With more detail, here's Marie Cleary.
The CRU is calling on older people or those who are financially struggling to get in contact with their provider before winter begins. Chair of the group, Aoife McAvilly, says power won't be switched off this winter for those that fall under the vulnerable category.
Whether it's assisted living or oxygen condensers or other medical devices, for those customers, they can never be disconnected for reasons of non-payment.
Meanwhile, the body is encouraging other customers to shop around once their contract with their current providers comes to an end. Director of Customer Policy with the CRU, Karen Trant, says a data hub will be created to keep consumers informed of when demand for electricity is at its highest.
The aim then is to have a portal the customers can see easily and accessibly what they're using. And we think that this will send the signal for people to engage with the smart tariffs.
The CRU also said this afternoon that it's unfortunate that smaller providers such as Panda Power are leaving the market and says its aim is to protect competition in the sector once the energy crisis subsides.
Well, urgent and significant measures are needed to protect workers, householders, students and others. That's according to the Cost of Living Coalition, which plans a major protest in Dublin on this coming weekend. With more detail, here's Tom Douglas.
Costs are rising!
So are we!
Costs are rising!
This coalition has over 30 member groups, including representatives from trade unions, political parties, students groups and housing charities. It's calling for a water charges-like attendance at this protest in Dublin. That takes place on Saturday and will begin from Parnell Square at 2:30 in the afternoon. TD Richard Boyd Barrett says normal people really need serious help.
Rents and house prices are higher here than the rest of Europe. Childcare costs are higher. The increases in energy and electricity prices are higher than almost anywhere in Europe.
Imelda Brown's the president of the Senior Citizens Parliament. She says older people need to get out and make their voices heard.
Stand on the side, cheer us on, join in for whatever length you can, be there for the opening, the closing.
Beth O'Reilly, the president of the USI, says education needs to be seen as a public good and not a cash cow.
The amount of student stories that we have heard over the past few weeks of students living in tents, sleeping in cars, staying on friends' couches because they can't find or afford accommodation is disgraceful.
The coalition group says it's keen to put real pressure on the government ahead of Tuesday's budget. Tom Douglas on Kildare Street in County Dublin.
Investigations are continuing into a hit-and-run incident in Ballybuffet at the weekend. A black Volkswagen Tiguan involved in the incident on Saturday was later found abandoned on the Glenfinn Road. On the Community Garda slot on today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Charlene Anderson appealed for information.
It occurred in the Curramone area of Ballybuffet on Saturday the 17th of September, shortly before 9:10 p.m. Now what we know is that a motorist was travelling over what is known locally as Barney Logues Bridge and had travelled onwards as far as the T junction, where they were intending on turning left to travel in the direction of Carnamoan. Now a collision occurred at this junction between the motorist and their vehicle. Now, they were driving a red Hyundai and the oncoming vehicle was a 161DL black Volkswagen Tiguan, and the driver of the Tiguan did not remain at the scene but instead turned right and travelled onwards in the direction of Barney Logues Bridge. Now the Tiguan was later located by Gardaí approximately 1 mile out the Glenfinn Road, and again the driver was not present with the vehicle when it was located. Now thankfully no injuries were reported as a result of this collision. So we're appealing this morning to motorists who were in the area between 9 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. and who may have dash cam footage to make it available to Gardaí. Any motorists who travelled along the Glenfinn Road, also to contact Gardaí 9167 100 if they have, as I said, that dash cam footage, or indeed if they witnessed the incident, to make themselves known to us.
Sergeant Charlene Anderson. Meanwhile, Gardaí are hunting a van driver involved in a hit-and-run incident in Letterkenny yesterday afternoon. At around 10 to 3, three vehicles collided on Lisnennan Road. A silver or white-coloured van failed to remain at the scene. It's believed to have travelled in the direction of Woodlands. Anyone who witnessed that collision or has dash cam footage is asked to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny. And damage has been caused to a mobile chip van in an incident which occurred during the Harvest Fair Festival in Glenties. It happened on September 11th, a week ago last Sunday, in the Main Street area. The chip van was hit by a white flatbed truck which was driving past. It collided with the hatch of the chip van. The driver of the truck did not stop. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí in Glenties. It's emerged that Donegal County Council spends an average of €80,500 each year on chemical weed killers. A report published by the Journal revealed that 28 out of 31 local authorities in Ireland are still using chemical herbicides such as Roundup, which have been linked with cancer. Nature reporter Anthea Lachia, noteworthy, the investigative platform from the Journal, told today's 9 till noon show that it's unclear if alternative products are being used in Donegal.
We found out that Donegal is spending about €8,500 a year on average on pesticides, and this is looking at the years from 2019 to 2021. So for all councils, we asked them for all available records, and this is what Donegal was able to give us. Mm. The last known year glyphosate was used in 2021. That's based on the records they returned to us. We also were able to determine that they're definitely still using chemical herbicides, and the products used include Roundup, Pistol, and other organic ones as well, called Cotton Gold, for example, the brand name. We don't really know whether alternatives are being used in Donegal because they didn't respond to that question. But several councils in Ireland are definitely considering and using alternatives, because there are alternatives to these pesticides.
And that was Andrea Lachia of Noteworthy, the investigation platform on thejournal.ie. 1.8 tonnes of litter was collected across Donegal as 320 volunteers took part in the Clean Coast's Big Beach Clean. 25 groups tackled litter in several locations across the county, including Bundoran Beach, Donegal Pier, Rathmullen, Arranmore, Rosnalla, Buncrana and Muckross. Falkara Clean Coasts group removed several bags of marine litter, with the most common source of litter being glass. Poor air quality is causing the early deaths of 1,300 people each year in Ireland. That's the finding of the Environmental Protection Agency's latest air quality report. Quality in Letterkenny was found to be good, but large spikes of sulphur dioxide were observed during the winter heating season in 2020. The EPA said that requires further investigation. The agency's programme manager, Pat Byrne, says by and large, Letterkenny's results are in line with national trends.
We have established a monitoring station in Letterkenny in association with the local authority, and it's been in place there since 2019. And the parameters we're looking at there are sulfur dioxide, particulate matter at two different concentrations. But that's going into the detail. It's part of a network across the country. So what we're seeing in Letterkenny is not significantly different to what we're seeing in other towns and villages, where it is actually high levels of particulate matter appear in our monitoring. On days when, you know, it's cold, it's calm, and, you know, you get that the actual pollutants remain within the area.
Gardaí and Milford are investigating a criminal damage incident in Carrigart. The owner of a property at Dunmore Cottages discovered that the garden hose had been placed inside the back boiler and water left running. It's believed the water may have been running for some time. Damage was caused to the boiler as a result. Gardaí are asking residents if they observed any suspicious activity in the area between August 28th and September 15th to make contact.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with international football. Stephen Kenny says his Republic of Ireland players have grown in confidence throughout the Nations League campaign. Their penultimate group game comes against Scotland on Saturday, and Kenny believes his players have the confidence to take a good result from the trip to Hampden Park.
With the Armenia game, obviously, apart from that, all of the other games we've shown a lot of confidence in and shown a lot of quality. You know, over the last good few months, and I think the players are getting more confident, clear idea of what we want, and very exciting style of play as well. The players are confident in all areas of the park, and we want to continue that and take that into the game on Saturday.
Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson has been added to the England squad after recovering from injury. He replaces fellow midfielder Calvin Phillips, who needs surgery on a shoulder problem. Gareth Southgate's side are preparing for upcoming Nations League matches against Italy and Germany. UEFA have confirmed that Russia will be banned from Euro 2024 qualifying. The draw for the group stage is due to take place in Frankfurt on October 9th. Russia remain absent from international competition due to their invasion of Ukraine, and their clubs will continue to be omitted from European competitions. To rugby now, Ulster say they came through Saturday's one at home to Connacht, injury-free. However, Ian Henderson and James Hume remain absent with respective hand and groin injuries, while Will Addison and Jude Pestalozzi are out with leg and knee injuries respectively. Ulster continue their URC season away to the Scarlets on Saturday. The Ireland men's cricket squad for their T20 World Cup campaign in Australia has been announced. Andy Balbirnie will captain the side, with 15 players in all selected for next month's campaign. There's no place for Andy McBrien. He's missed out, while fellow spinner Simi Singh has been included. Northwest Warrior players Craig Young and Conor Alford are also included. It's Ireland's first major tournament under new head coach Henrik Mallon. Golfers signed up to the Saudi-funded LIV Golf are pleading with those in charge of the official world golf rankings to include LIV results in their tallies. The five LIV Golf events have come and gone without world ranking points being awarded. Their golfers claim continued omission from the official world rankings would render them inaccurate and incomplete. Unlike other tournaments used to tabulate the world rankings, LIV events are played over 54 holes. The iconic Monaco Grand Prix has been retained for the 2023 Formula One season, which will feature 24 races for the first time. There's been speculation about its future in the schedule. The previously announced Las Vegas Grand Prix is in the calendar, as is Qatar, after a one-year absence. Finally, we go back in history.
This is history. It's a historic day. We talk about the Battle of Clontarf. We talk about battles here. We talk about battles there. But when the history of Donegal has been written, the Battle of Croke Park on September the 20th, 1992, will be emblazoned across those pages. It will be a very, very...
That's our former colleague here at Highland, Micheál Magee, on commentary. This day, 30 years ago, on September the 20th, 1992, when Donegal were crowned All-Ireland champions for the very first time. Brian McAniff's Chargers beat Dublin 18-14 at Croke Park. Dunloe's Tony Boyle was one of the Donegal forwards that day that played their part in helping Donegal take the Sam Maguire.
Nag out, Charlie. You know, the whole game, it must be the whole occasion. Like, Barry was getting on to me coming up the steps, that I didn't do much running, so I shouldn't be tired. But I'm never as tired. It's just unbelievable. It was hard to take, and you need to be here to realise what it's like.
And then our sports bulletin for today with some great memories from 30 years ago, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. I was in here in this building actually doing the Sunday evening shift on the day, so everybody else got to either be in Croke Park or be out celebrating. I was in here frantically putting a news bulletin together.
Yeah, well, I was standing in the canal end, the old canal end.
Excellent. Okie doke, Oisin, great memories, as you say. Thank you very much indeed. Next sport tomorrow morning after the news at 8:30. Ulster Bank is asking employers to communicate directly with any employee who continues to have an Ulster Bank account to remind them to change their details to avoid any disruption to salary payments. It comes as the bank prepares to begin the first closures of personal and business current and deposit accounts in the coming weeks. A six-month notice period for business current and deposit accounts expires in October. Ulster Bank's advising any customer that hasn't yet opened a new account to make contact with them. A £2 million resurfacing scheme is due to commence on the A6 Derry to Belfast Road at Castle Dawson on Monday next, September 26th, with a number of weekend closures planned. During the works, two-way traffic flow will be maintained on Monday to Friday, with a mandatory 40-mile-an-hour speed limit in place and a ban on overtaking. However, at weekends, the road will close to all traffic between Lurganagoose Road and Castle Dawson roundabout during a number of weekends from 7pm on Friday to 6am on Monday. Diversions will be in place in both directions. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com. Long-awaited road improvement works have been carried out at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. A new non-slip surface has been installed at the pedestrian crossing. It's after a serious safety concerns were raised by local residents about the speed at which motorists travelled along the route. Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly, Mayor of the Municipal District, has welcomed the works but says more improvements will be needed at the crossing. 400 applications to the micro-redress scheme are still awaiting decisions, while to date just 13 homes have been repaired. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says a meeting yesterday with Donegal County Council management revolved around how to progress applications as quickly as possible. Another meeting is due to take place between the local authority and the Department of Housing in the near future to ensure outstanding applications receive clarity and prompt decisions. Minister McConnellogue acknowledged the urgency of the matter.
It was a constructive meeting. There's now to be further engagement between the County Council and the Department of Housing. There's further information going to be provided by the Council to Department of Housing, and there's a meeting to happen now very, very promptly between the two, because what we need to happen is for everyone to be on the same page and heads to come together to actually find a way to ensure that the outstanding applications, as many as possible, can have clarity and decisions. So I look forward to that meeting happening and indeed to a positive outcome which can actually see more decisions made on outstanding homeowners' applications.
And is there going to be extra resources added then to the application process to get this moving faster? Will there be more staff added to that department?
There is an ongoing capacity being provided by the Department of Housing to Donegal County Council for the staffing that they need. And certainly any additional staff that they require will be provided. But I think the key thing really is ensuring that between the council and the housing that there is agreement, that we actually can find a way to ensure that there is decisions on outstanding applications, and particularly those which make it so that we can ensure that the worst are done first, and that for many who are waiting on answers, that as many as possible of them can actually move forward. And that's really important that that happens now. And I'll certainly be liaising following on from our meeting with the Minister for Housing to make sure that meeting happens and to make sure a pathway forward is found very, very quickly.
Minister Charlie McConnellogue there speaking to Emma Ryan. Sinn Féin is describing changes to the state pension as a Trojan horse to make people work longer. Cabinet approved changes today that will allow people work until age 70 before drawing the state pension in exchange for a larger payment. People will still be able to retire with a standard pension at 66 if they wish to. PRSI will increase over the coming years to pay for the increasing number of pensioners in the country. But Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says people should be able to retire at 65.
Let's call it what it is, a Trojan horse designed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to move the pension age to 70 by stealth. The cat is out of the bag. You want people to work until the age of 70, and I suppose this won't come as a surprise to anybody. After all, you are the parties who are hell-bent on raising the pension age to 67.
However, the Taoiseach accused the Sinn Féin president of spreading barefaced lies over the new state pension plans. Micheál Martin said the criticism is unfair.
People do get very anxious and get very worried when politicians tell barefaced lies. And we shouldn't tell the public barefaced lies. I say that generally, as politicians. We should tell the people the truth. The bottom line here is, the bottom line is very clear here. The pension age is 66. You don't know where you're coming from, Deputy. You are not telling the truth.
Well, the forecast and Met Éireann tell us that there'll be some patchy drizzle at times, but it'll stay largely dry for the rest of today. Mild, humid and mostly cloudy in light to moderate southerly breezes. Continuing largely dry tonight with some clear spells, but cloud will thicken later. That'll bring some rain to the west coast around daybreak. Mild with lows of 10 to 13 degrees Celsius, mostly light to moderate southerly winds. Tomorrow Wednesday, cloudy with occasional outbreaks of rain and drizzle. That rain becoming more persistent later in the day with patchy hill fog. Another mild and humid day with highs of 16 or 17 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, moderate to fresh southerly winds. Main news in brief, and Ireland's European Commissioner says now could be an opportune moment to resolve tensions around the Northern Ireland Protocol. Mairead McGuinness says Britain and the EU are on the same side in many ways, and she believes now might be the time for Liz Truss and her cabinet to have meaningful discussions. The four-lane works in Letterkenny between the Polestar and Dry Arch roundabouts will not be fully complete until the end of March next year. Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has been briefed on the situation this evening. Full details on our website. And concerns have been raised that the new traffic light system on the Pierce Road in Letterkenny is starting to impact businesses and the image of the town. Local councillor Jerry McMonagle today renewed his calls for a public consultation on the new lights. However, officials say the Letterkenny transportation plan is currently coming up for review. Next news at 6. Good evening. The opportune notices for this Tuesday, the 20th of September. The death has taken place of Anne Doyle, Ben Duff, Cardona. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Cardona, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Pat Snell, née Fiorentini, Great James's Street, Derry. Pat's remains are reposing at her sister Santina Langan's home at 12 Ballinashallog Gardens, Kingsford Park, Derry. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for funeral mass at 12 noon in St Joseph's Oratory, Shrove, Greencastle, County Donegal, followed by private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium in Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Majorca of Yvonne Scott Cluncher, Cooldaff, daughter of Magella and the late Andy Scott. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 in Buchan, Cooldaff. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation. The death has taken place of John McGonigal, Donegard, Malinhead, and formerly of Ballyheeny, Malinhead. His remains are reposing at his home in Donegard. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Lag, Malin, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Patrick McFadden, Paddy Oney, Mina Niller, Derry Beg, originally of Mina Duff, Bunbeg. His remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, this evening until 7:15. Removal afterwards to St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral there tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.